Good morning. It is not Corinne. It is Coach MJ. This morning, how is everybody? How is everybody doing today? It is the Q&A today. It's the last one of the year. I wore sequins. It's the last call of the year. I'm going to change my name so you know who I am. Oh, I'm so excited. The last call of No BS for the entire year. So I'm so excited. So excited. Yes. And I did. My husband said, do you have a date? I was like, yes, I do, with a bunch of amazing women. I do have a date. So here we are, the last call of 2021. And the amazing Coach Betsy is here. She is going to be supporting you in, well, maybe. There we go. Oh, Zoom's being in, you know, Zoom. It's jumping around, Betsy. So we are going to get started. Betsy is going to be in the Q&A and in the chat, and I am here with you. If you do not know me, I am Coach MJ. I am the head coach here at No BS. I lost 85 pounds, living my best life over here. And I'm just excited to be here from y'all with y'all this morning. So I'm going to pull up my notes and we will get started. We will get started. So, notes. Here we go. All right. First we are going to celebrate. We had 7 women join the Queen's Club over the past week. For any of you who don't know, Queen's Club is for anyone who has lost 25 pounds. It can either be inside of No BS, if you lost weight, and you know, on another way, and then join No BS. Every pound counts, no matter where you lost it. You can just head over to the website and join the Queen's Club. So shout out to the 7 women who over the freaking holidays met their Queen's Club goal, and good for you. Good for you. Quote of the week is from Jess Urwitz on why she loves being a No BS woman. The thought work, changing the way I think about weight loss in life, has changed everything for me. With Corinne's help and resources of No BS, I'm making my life more satisfying, and I don't need food to satisfy me anymore. Such a great way to think about it, Jess. Handling the holidays. We are about to wrap that up. So handling the holidays, all of the resources are still on the website for you. As we move in this last few days of 2021 and moving into New Year's, if you have plans for New Year's Eve, there is the doable event planning worksheet inside of that course. And if you are planning on drinking, I did a call a couple weeks ago on drinking, and you can find that on the website as well to figure out how you want to plan your holiday drinks. And don't forget to use your doable reentry plan. So there is a doable reentry plan that you can use to figure out how you want to show up on January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, all of it. Once the holidays are all over, how are you going to set yourself up for success in the beginning of 2022? Yesterday, if you are thinking about camp, remember the last day to be able to get on the list to get a picture with Corinne is the 31st. Kathy Hartman did an amazing Facebook Live yesterday where she took us down to the Renaissance Hotel and showed us the ballroom, kind of what is around the area. It was very exciting for me because I had no idea where I was going in March. So I was really excited to see that. So go check it out if you are thinking that you may want to come. It was a great tour. So go check it out. I love music, so y'all will probably find me walking the streets at night listening to all the music. So, and then I have a huge announcement, of which I am so excited. Y'all, we got ourselves a new coach. A new coach, Coach Christy. Christy Davis has just joined the coaching team on Monday. She is amazing. Y'all are going to love her. Let me tell you a little bit about Christy. She has been in No BS for 3.5 years. She is down 80 pounds. She was a Weight Watchers frequent flyer. Weren't we all? Weren't we all? Do all the things. She did a ton of other diets like we all have, right? So she knows exactly where we're all coming from. She started out as a middle school teacher, but then she had two kids. She's a military wife. She lives in Texas. She stayed home with her two kids for years. And then she decided to go to the life coach school. And y'all are going to love this. Her specialty, as she started her own coaching practice, was working with moms and their teens on weight loss. How exciting is that for all of our members? I love that so much. She has also worked with moms and their teens on self-esteem, which is, you know, that is what we need inside of this membership. We have a lot of mamas who, you know, really want to work on, you know, helping their kids and getting over some of the mom guilt about maybe how you showed up in your eating life, as I did before I found No BS. So we are so excited to have her expertise on the team. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Y'all are really going to love her. She is, first of all, I have seen her coach. Her coaching is amazing. She is an amazing coach. So not only is she an amazing woman, an amazing No BS woman, has done all of the things inside of No BS. She is an amazing coach, and we are very honored and blessed to have her on the team. So you will start to see her inside of the Facebook group. She's going to start being an Ask Coaches. And if you are a mom or you have a teen and you're trying to work on some of those relationships with your teenagers, Christy will be starting to do private coaching. And she currently will not have a wait list because she just started, right? So if that is something that you are really interested in working on, now would be a great time to sign up for private coaching. You can get in with Christy and she can help you work through all of those things. So just excited. Building the You of 2022 is coming up on Sunday. So you got an email yesterday announcing that the page is ready. So it has been a save the date page. Now it actually has the goal getter's guide on it. Make sure you either print it out or download it by Sunday, but you don't need to do nothing with it yet. You don't have to do a thing. Corinne will help us get through all of that on Sunday. Replays are up for the call that Corinne did on Sunday, the 2021 year in review call. She went through with some members the year in review worksheet. So you want to make sure that you check out that call. And listen, we get to Sunday and you're like, well, I haven't done that sheet. I guess I can't come. Bullshit. Come on. Come on. Come on. You don't have to have done it in order to come to the call. Come on to the call. Get every nugget that Corinne has to drop for us. She is going to guide us through every step of the way. You do not have to have completed that worksheet. It is nice to have completed, but just know it's Corinne's gift to us on Sunday, an entire day of coaching and nuggets and all the things to set ourselves up for success for next year. So make sure you come. Let's see. On Sunday, we will be kicking off a new challenge. I love a challenge that starts officially on Monday. You're going to get an email about it, and you do not have to. The Building the You of 2022, the event on Sunday, and the challenge are not, you know, they don't go hand in hand. So if you do not come to the call on Sunday, you will still be able to participate in the challenge for January. So do not feel like, well, I can't come on Sunday. Guess I miss out. No, that's not how this works. you will still get to participate in the challenge, even if you don't come on Sunday. And the replays for the Sunday event, if you are not going to be able to make it live, never fear. Like everything else inside of No BS, the replays will be up. Because it is an all-day event, though, we do ask that you give us a week to get it up. So it will not be like a regular replay that comes out like on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It will actually be, we need a week turnaround for that. And it will be on the Building the You of 2022 page. So excited about that. So we have a couple of Q&As to get us started. If you do have questions, make sure that you populate them in the Q&A. Betsy will answer some for you, and she will leave some for me to answer. So I'm just going to go with a couple that we got from the Facebook group, then I'll move over to the Q&A that we got. So let's get started. Question and answers. Love it, love it, love it. So one question that came out of Kathy's live yesterday: what will I get out of relationship weekend if I'm not married or in a partnership? So first of all, you do not have to be married or in a partnership. I did the first time I ever did a relationships weekend with Corinne, like the relationships course, I worked on the relationship with my mom. And then I went through it on my own and worked on the relationship I have with myself. So how do I talk to myself? What do I say to myself? I went through the entire course with myself. I think Betsy has actually done the same thing, if I'm not mistaken. I could be, you know, saying some bull on Betsy, but I think she's done the relationships course on herself as well. Very powerful. Very powerful. So what are we covering in relationships weekends? Self, family, partners, relationships with people we've lost. So if you have lost someone very near and dear to you, you can work on that relationship. You still have a relationship with them, even if they're not physically with us anymore. Work boundaries, boundaries in general, and friendships. So, you know, even if people that are very close to you in your real life, and you're like, I have pretty good relationships with them, also work relationships as well, you can work on. It is about optimizing relationships, not just the broken ones. And someone else put in Facebook this morning something about, I have great relationships. Like, why would I come to relationships weekend? Why do I need to work on that stuff? I'm going to tell you exactly why. So I've done a lot of work on relationships. I've learned a lot about relationships. I've been through the relationships course, and I never worked on the I have an older daughter. Her name is Layla. She's 24. We have a good relationship. I never really worked on that relationship. But all of the work that I did on the relationship I have with myself and everything that I learned whenever I went through the relationships course, over COVID, Layla decided she was going to move to LA, Los Angeles. I am in South Carolina. So she has moved clear across the country, and that relationship changed, right? Like, I didn't see it coming, but I was able to navigate that change with her. With that relationship that I have with her, I didn't know it was coming, but thankfully I had done so much work on the relationship with myself. I had done relationships work in the past. So when she moved, I was really able to see the thoughts that I had about that relationship, create the kind of relationship that I wanted with her, even though the relationship looked a lot different. And so I am so thankful that I did all of this work about relationships so that when things come up and relationships change, as they do over time, I am able to now navigate the changes in those relationships because of all the work that I did. So even if you have good relationships now, you can make them even better. Right? You can make the relationships even better that you have. Even if they're great, they can even be better. And you'll learn a lot so that when relationships do change, you're able to navigate that. So give that as a gift to yourself. So another question from the Facebooks. I have had a couple of large off-plan overeats during the Christmas period. Has anyone else experienced this? That when you're done with the overeat, you think, I don't think this is actually worth it. What comes next? Well, the first thing that comes next is a discovery worksheet. You want to, Corinne always says, never waste and overeat. What were you thinking and feeling that got you to the point that you were choosing those foods in the moment? And a lot of times it is just habit, right? Like we work on habits. Like I've worked on the habit of having wine every night, right? And during the week. So I had a habit of drinking wine every night. So I got practice 5 days a week on not having wine. If you are a person who typically has overeaten on the Christmas holidays when your family is all around you, you only get to practice that once a year. So give yourself a little bit of grace for it. Your brain, your habit brain just took over and you chose to overeat. So learn from it. How do you want to show up next time? What were you thinking in the moment? And some of those thoughts you're going to uncover are thoughts that you think all the time. So it is going to help you throughout the entire year. So, you know, you think, I don't think this was actually worth it. That's a great thought. I learned that the food I used to think was so amazing is not really worth it. So maybe next time you're going to question yourself, is this really worth it? I have a sticky on my fridge, y'all, and it says, is this worth the time it will take me to lose the weight? It's just a reminder for me that not every food, just because it tastes good, may not be worth it. And that's how I remind myself that sometimes in the moment I think something is really good or it's going to be so good or it's amazing, it might not even be worth it. So give yourself the gift of the discovery worksheet. Get off the shame train. It was a choice that you made and you can learn from it and decide how you want to show up next time. That's all that happens whenever you have an off-plan eat and overeat. That's it. So a few questions in here from the Q&A. Diana, hey, MJ, I have been a member for 3 years and I've gained all my weight back. I keep beating myself up for this. And I think that's my biggest hurdle going forward. I already plan to do the regain program, but what other advice do you have to combat the shame? So shame is a feeling and it's caused by a thought. And I have, you know, I have never been, a wilting flower. I have had ups and downs in my weight loss journey. I got to goal. I gained some weight. I lost some weight. I gained some weight. I lost some weight. Like I have done the same thing. And shame is, it's the thoughts that I had were, I should have known better. I can't believe I've done this to myself again. See, I can never keep this weight off. I knew that I was not a person that could lose weight. Maybe this works for everybody else. It doesn't work for me. Sound familiar to anybody? Like we've all had them, right? That's what was creating the shame. And I just decided it was just something I didn't learn along the way. What did I miss along the way? What do I need to learn this time? Where do I need to start today? For me, my regain, I didn't do it doably. Is that a word? Doably. My plans were still a little bit restrictive. So when I got to goal weight, I moved straight back into that. Whew, that's over. Thank God. Now I can have what I want to have. That's what I found out. So I really had to dig in. What do I really want to include? What does doable for the rest of my life look like for me? I realized I had to add back in some stuff. I had to watch my thoughts about I can't have this and I better not eat that. I had to watch all that stuff because I'm telling you, it was like I shoulded all over myself for 85 pounds. I should eat this. I shouldn't eat that. So go back and ask yourself, what am I thinking that's creating that shame? And the good news is, Diana, you already know how to lose weight. You already know how to lose weight. You are a boss at it. So you got to goal. You can do it again. But this time in a way that you can keep it off for the rest of your life. It's awesome. It is awesome. So I hope that helped. Anonymous. I really need help on how to stop eating once I start eating off plan. I have thoughts. I want more. I already ate off plan. I can work out tomorrow. I do ask myself what's the next best decision, but I don't listen. Any help would be appreciated. Yes. Anonymous, you do eventually stop. You do stop. It's whenever you decide to stop. You're still not eating. You're overeat from 2 weeks ago. So you do eventually make the decision to stop. And I want you to give yourself credit for that. So you're asking yourself, what's your next best decision? I would even challenge you to do the, can I just leave this one bite? Can I just for today decide that I've had enough and leave this one bite? I don't care if you are a half a gallon of ice cream in, leave one bite of it and count it as a win. You did not finish it and celebrate that. Learn from it. Of course you want it. It tastes good. I love to acknowledge my thoughts. Of course I want it. It's my overeat over Christmas cheesecake. Of course I want to keep eating it. It's cheesecake and it's fantastic. But can I just leave one bite this time? Can I just leave one bite? And then don't be like, well, you still overate. Like, really celebrate it. I am a person who leaves one freaking bite, even though I still want it, even though I keep telling myself it still tastes good. Can I just did my way into leaving one bite? So I want you to work on that. Can I just? And always know that you do eventually stop. Your thought is, I can't stop eating once I start eating off plan. You do. You do eventually stop. I eventually stop, but right now I'm going to work on stopping one bite less. All right. Cynthia, I tend to eat after the kitchen is closed, and I'm not even hungry when I stay up and watch movies at night. My side hustle is reviewing film, so I watch a lot. Is this just a habit? If so, how do I break it and start a new one? Yes, it is just a habit. So first of all, Corinne used to have us do this. I did it and it was fun. So one night, just one night, instead of sitting down with my snack, I sat down with a piece of paper and a pen. And I just, every time a thought would come into my head, I would just write it down and see what came up. Like, what was I even telling myself? Because it was such a habit. I had a belief that I didn't even know what I was like. It's unconscious. I don't even know what I'm thinking. Well, when you take the food away for just a little bit and you get a piece of paper and a pencil, I can promise you, you know what you're thinking. It all came up for me. And I just like filled up the paper. And then I was able to go back and question it. But I also do want to tell you, I've got a client right now, a private client right now, working on her eating chair. So a lot of times you're right. It is a habit. Your brain's job is to make things easy and put it on repeat. So if you have a chair that you typically sit in at night, when you sit there, your brain is like, oh, this one we eat. Oh, I know what we do next. We eat. So then you start to have the urge to eat. So what a lot of times what you want to do is just move your seat. That's a great way to like start to just kind of get out of the habit spot. We call it the eating chair. It could be the drinking chair. It could be whatever chair it is. So, and then give yourself a chance to even see what you're thinking. Because a lot of times they do kind of come fast and furious whenever it's a habit. So give your, can I just, y'all know that's my favorite. Do you know Coach Julie got that tattooed on her hand? Can I just? There's a picture of it on Facebook. It's amazing. So can I just sit here for 30 minutes, set a timer for 30 minutes and not eat and just write down my thoughts, whatever I'm thinking. Give yourself that gift. See what you're thinking and then start to question all of that. All right, Allie. Good morning. My question is about hormones. What is an OBS philosophy on finding a true balance and going through medical channels to be sure my body is doing what it's supposed to? Background, I may have to have a hysterectomy soon because of a really large uterine fibroid. I'm super worried about the hormonal reactions. Allie, you're worrying about something that hadn't even happened. John Acuff talked about this on his call that he did with Corinne about soundtracks. Like, you don't even know what's going to happen. How about I can handle whatever comes up? Right? Like, you've decided already that it might be an issue. What if it's not? I'm just going to keep plugging along until it happens. And then I'll be able to deal with it then. Sitting here spinning, worrying about what may or may not happen, it's not productive. It's not going to get you anywhere. But I will say this, you know, hormone imbalance is a true thing. And if you have any medical issue, hormonal, blood sugar, cholesterol, of course you want to work with your doctor on that. 100% you do. So I was already in menopause when I found Corinne. I had a hysterectomy when I was 30. And I went through menopause at 38. 38, that's so young for menopause. But my grandmother went through it early. Like, it was just a thing for us. I lost 85 pounds in menopause. I went on patches for part of the time. I went off patches. I worked with my doctor, but I never thought that it was going to keep me from losing weight. I never did. There are people who go through menopause who are thin. I knew that to be true. And that's what I held on to. I mean, I know it's possible. So your thought moving forward can be, I am willing to believe that I have all the support I need inside of no BS and I'm going to figure it out. And when you hear your brain being like, you know, I'm super worried about the hormonal reaction. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what it's going to look like. I will deal with whatever comes up when it comes up. But for right now, I know that I can follow my four basics. I know that they're working and I'm not even going to entertain that right now. I'll think about that as it comes up. Sitting here spinning out is not going to get you anywhere. So I just always did hold on to the belief that there were thin people in menopause. And I could be one of them. And I'm going to tell you something too, Allie. The good thing about no BS is you really do pay attention to your body. And so you'll be able to give your body what you need. You may notice that some hunger cues might change a little bit, and that's okay. So you're developing the skill right now before you have the hysterectomy of really figuring out what your hunger signals are so that whenever, if anything does come up as you go through this process, you will be so in tune with what your hunger cues are, you're going to be prepared. Every time you wait till you're hungry and stop when you've had enough, you are getting yourself ready for any changes that may happen, and you'll be able to deal with them when they come. So go ahead and just go all in on that thought. Heather, I too have gained most of my weight back, 35 pounds. I have spent a lot of 2021 in treatment for stage 3 inflammatory breast cancer. My thoughts are about how once again I let something be an excuse for eating myself back to this weight. Another thought is, how is it I can do such amazing things, but I can never beat the weight thing? Another thought is, I should be thrilled that I am NED, no evidence of disease. And yet I'm so mad at myself about the weight, losing on hormone blockers. So here's the thing. First of all, once again, I let something be an excuse for eating myself back to this weight. Does that even feel good at all? Never. It didn't feel good. Ever. You made some choices while you were going through cancer treatment. Right? Like, that's all that happened. So I want you to give yourself credit for, I showed up like a freaking boss during cancer treatment. I got what I needed during that time. And now I've decided to make other choices. Sitting and, you know, looking back and what, oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. No, you showed up the best that you knew how going through cancer treatment. And now you get to make other choices. That's it. And yeah, you can do amazing things. You beat cancer. And now you're going to do, you're going to use those same thought. You probably had some times during cancer treatment, I'm almost sure, that you felt hopeless, that you felt defeated. And you were like, you know what? No, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to take the next step. I don't care what happens. I'm not giving up on myself. That's where I would, that's what I would do, Heather. I would write down all of the amazing thoughts that you had when you were scared, when you were discouraged, when you were fearful and you did not know what was coming up, because that shit works. Those thoughts work for you. And how can you apply those to your weight loss now? I loved myself the best I could through cancer treatment, and I'm gonna love myself the best I can through weight loss. That's where you need to be spending your time. Like, I beasted cancer. Now I can beast my weight. It's exactly where I would go with that. Look at all the thoughts that you had going through cancer treatment and see how they apply to weight loss and go ahead and use those. All right, Caitlin, my blazer is from White House Black Market. I do like it. I do like this. I know, I feel like Coach Betsy today. She's a blazer queen. So, all right. Catherine, I don't do massive overeats, but I have gained 5 pounds in December. When I look at my daily assessment, I realize it's from small additions. Bacon, avocado, the occasional cookie. Doesn't feel like an overeat, but it sure packs on the pounds. I'm actually not sure how to think of this. I don't want to feel resentful about having to drop special foods altogether. You are thinking that the food has caused your weight gain. That's not what caused it. It's overeating. That's what caused your weight gain. It was not bacon. It was not avocado. And it was not an occasional cookie. You need to really go back to module one, doable hunger. Start there. Really question your hunger. Really question your hunger, because that is what is creating the 5 pounds. Not avocados, not cookies. You need to go back and look at that. I have a client right now, y'all. I'm gonna tell you what, I am so proud of her. We had on our call last night a love fest. She got sick a little bit. She was changed her medicine for her diabetes and she was nauseous. But what it taught her, she was eating twice. She would have sworn on her life that she was doing doable hunger, and she just was not able to eat, and she never got hungry. And she was like, oh my God, I have been overeating this whole entire time. And over, like, in the last 2 months, she's lost like 15 pounds because she has totally dialed in her hunger. So we have some great strategies for you to use. So there is the on-the-clock method, where when you think you're hungry, you drink 16 ounces of water, set a timer for 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and then go back and ask yourself, am I really hungry? Was I really hungry? It's a great way to work on the hunger side of doable hunger. The other way, on the have I had enough side, is you eat half of what you would normally serve yourself, wait 10 minutes, and ask yourself if you're still hungry or was that enough? It's not about being hungry. It's like really dialing into, maybe I might be wrong about what enough feels like in my body. I'm willing to question it. So you want to start there. So work on that doable hunger. Ashley, Hey, ladies, in the past 8 weeks, I have gained most of my weight back and went from daily plans and assessment to not doing these and overeats, fuck it, eating daily. Before this 180, I had a fight with my sister over years of bottled up bullshit. And unfortunately, I do not know if our relationship will recover. I'm doing camp virtually. Good. That was my first suggestion. I'm also starting therapy. I'm struggling to take care of myself and get back to my no BS lifestyle. Thoughts on a self-paced course that may be helpful to restart? Any other advice? Well, Ashley, you are in luck because we are going back to the basics. We're doing no BS in January. So I want you to go back and look at it with these set of eyes, right? Like everything that you've already learned, everything that you know about no BS, but from where you are right now, go back and re-listen to it. It's going to change everything for you. The other thing that you want to do is get back to those daily plans and assessments and make sure it's doable right now. Don't go back to the way you were planning before. If you had gotten aware, like let's say that when you started no BS, you're going to McDonald's every single day, and then you kind of got away from that a little bit, and now you notice that you're going to McDonald's every day, start planning from there. Don't woulda, shoulda, coulda yourself. Well, I was doing that. So now I should be doing the same thing. Watch out for that. So if you were, let's say that you were drinking 100 ounces of water and now you're barely getting 64, start where you are right now, 64 ounces. That's what I see so often. And I did it myself a couple times. It's like, but I was drinking this much. Yeah, but you're not now. So won't we start right where we are? When we start right where we are today, no judgment. I had a falling out with my sister. I'm starting to work on that. You just went right back to what your habit brain wanted you to do. You went right back to the habits that you have had in the past when you've had issues with relationships, probably, I would guess. It's your brain's way of keeping you safe. So now, what do you need to do next? You know what? I'm just going to Today, I'm just going to get back in my planning and assessing habit. That's what I'm going to do right now. That's where I am. That's what's doable for me. No judgment with what I'm putting on the food. I'm going to put whatever I need on that food plan right now. And then later, maybe I can level up. But today, it's a no. And that's okay. And that's okay. So look at what's doable for you right now. I'm so glad that you're taking care of yourself in this way. You know, really, the no BS lifestyle is taking care of yourself. And it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing. You're on here reaching out for help. You've already identified some of the areas that you need to level up. You've signed up for therapy. You've signed up for relationships to work on that relationship that you have with your sister right now. Love that. Love that. This is self-care at its finest. And you need to give yourself credit for that because you've not given up on yourself, which is amazing, amazing. So kudos for you for reaching out and getting the help that you need. I love that so much. Darla, I have been a member for 18 months and lost 70 pounds. I was 2.5 pounds from goal after the September challenge. Then started gaining. I've gained 15 pounds. I finally ordered a new planner and going through the planner course. I'm not sure which course to do next, self-love or relationship. I've started both, but at one point, but not finished. I try to be my own cheerleader, but it's uncomfortable. I know this seems to be the key to losing all your weight, your relationship and the self-love. So self-love would be a great place for you to start. And again, go back through no BS. I mean, it's like we all go through it every so often. I still go through it. I mean, I'll be going through it in January with everybody else because I love it. And every single time I hear something different, I learn something different. Every time I'm like, was that always in there? Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was in there last time. I just somehow missed it. So Corinne said one time, I'm probably quoting her so wrong. Y'all know. but you hear what you're going to hear. So the first time you hear something, you listen to something, you retain about 20 or 25% of it or something like that. And then you have to go through it multiple times in order to retain more and more information. So it's not like, well, I've already been through no BS. I don't need to go through it again. Go back through it. You will hear something that you never heard before. You will hear something that you've never heard. Self-love is a great course. It is such a good course to go through. If you notice that you are talking down to yourself, you're not really comfortable being your own cheerleader. But I also want to, y'all know, I know Kara is our resident cheerleader now, but I was before Kara, I am the cheerleader. It is not about cheerleading the big things. You start with cheerleading the small things. And this is how you do it. We've all known, even if you're not a parent, you've known children. We've all known children and probably been around a child when they were potty training, right? So they go pee pee in the potty. And y'all, we would think that, they had solved world hunger. Oh my God, you went pee pee in the potty. That's so awesome. And then what do they want to do? They want to do it again every 5 minutes, but that's beside the point. They want to do it again. So when you sit down, if you get your 64 ounces of water in and you say, oh my God, you know what? I've never gotten my water in. This is so freaking awesome. 64 ounces of water. And I didn't even like water before. And here I am showing up like a boss, drinking my water. Guess what your brain's going to want tomorrow? Another pat on the back. Another pat on the back. So you're going to be more willing to do that. So it's cheerleading the little things. It's about how can I celebrate myself today in all the little ways? Yes, somebody said, if you've ever trained a puppy or a dog, I love it so much. Yes, exactly. You need to look at every single thing that you're doing and cheerlead that. I'm on this call. I asked a question. I'm reaching out for help. I'm reaching out for advice. I notice what I'm doing. And probably, Darla, if you're like 99% of us in this side of this membership, me included, it's like you get to I've gained 15 pounds. See, I knew this wouldn't work. And then you quit the Weight Watchers, quit the keto, quit the whatever it is. And then you gained back more than 15 pounds. But here you are, 15 pounds, and you're like, oh, let me work on this. I mean, what? That's amazing. That's so awesome. Because we have all been lost the weight, gained a few pounds, be like, fuck it. Well, that I knew it would never work. I suck. But not you, Darla. Here you are, showing up like a boss, like a no BS woman. Like, that is definitely something to celebrate. 15 pounds up. I know what I'm doing. I'm ordered my planner. I'm going to figure it out. Good for you. That is definitely something to celebrate. That's a big one. That's a huge one. So planner course and self-love. That is absolutely. And the other thing too, y'all, I'm telling you, when I went through that, I got relationships weekend coming up. I know we're harping on it. When I went through that relationships course with myself, that's really when I started to learn how to be my own cheerleader. Figuring out why I say some of the things I do, why I talk to myself like I do sometimes. That was a big gift for myself. And Darla, that may be something too that will really help you a lot going through that relationships weekend, transformation weekend with your own self, the relationship you have with your own self. So good luck with that. And you're doing great. You're doing great. Alexandra. I love that name. Can you give me some tips on how you go back through your journal after you've had a brain dump of thoughts around why I'm afraid I will gain my weight back? Can you give me some tips on how you go back through your journal? Okay. So you want to go through, first of all, the best gift you can give yourself, I think, this is just Coach MJ's aside, go through and underline the facts. You probably won't have any, or you'll just have a couple. Then just go circle all of the thoughts that you see in there. Some of them you're going to be able to call bullshit on right away. Right away. You'll be like, that's not even true. And just let those go. So some of those you'll be able to just kind of discard and be like, and then you have awareness of them. You can listen out for them and you can just immediately call bullshit on them next time. And then there are some that you're going to look at, you're going to realize their thoughts and you're like, but I really do kind of believe that one. So I had a good way to do it is, and I've had my clients do this too. You write down all the ones that you really kind of believe in, or you really think you're kind of leaning towards, you think that might be true. That is your next journal prompt every day. So if you have like five thoughts that you're like, think those might be true, you take one of those thoughts every day and journal on why it might not be true. What else could be true? So then you create your own journal prompts. It's awesome. I love doing that. Like, especially if I'm working on something really big, like this belief, I'm afraid I'll gain my weight back, or I'm probably going to gain my weight back. Write them all down. Take the thoughts that you sort of believe in. And then those are your journal prompts every single day. And it is eye-opening. It is eye-opening. Nancy, I get up several times to go to the bathroom. Me too. At least one of those times, I feel the need to eat something since it has been hours since I last ate. I had weight loss surgery 3 years ago, and it has been drilled into my head to eat every 2 to 3 hours. Thanks to No BS, I got out of that thought process and habit. Whoop, whoop. Is this still a part of that, or should I maybe schedule a small something for those times? I wouldn't. I don't know who said it. It might have been Corinne. You know what? I'll just take credit for it. I'll just say I made it up right now. When you do something like that, it was probably James Clear in Atomic Habits. My favorite quote ever. Once is a mistake, twice is the start of a new habit. My favorite thing ever. I love thinking that. So you get up once and you go to the kitchen and you give yourself something to eat. And then you get up twice and you go give yourself something to eat. And then you do that for a while, it becomes your habit. And then your brain is going to be like, oh, this is just like the eating chair. Oh, every time we get up to pee, we get something to eat. About this time, then you're going to have an urge. Because the truth is, do you really need to eat something in the middle of the night? No. No, you're not. And is it a habit that you want to keep forever? Is that a habit you want to develop? If it is, then fine. You go right ahead. But if you look at that and you say, is that something I want to do for the rest of my life? If the answer is no, I wouldn't start it. So all your brain is doing is like, we should go get something to eat. No, not right now. It's sleep time. It's time to sleep. That's exactly what I would ask myself. But like I said, if it's something you want to keep doing, because every time you do it, your brain, it's going to become, because your brain's job is to put things on repeat and make things easy. So you want to make sure that, you don't want your brain to put that on its habit loop. Unless you want to keep that habit. Let's see. Melody. Why is my habit brain not falling back onto the newer habits I have? Wouldn't you think my brain would want to continue what it's currently in the habit of doing? No, not necessarily. Not at all. So if you've got 40 years of like, I don't know, not drinking 64 ounces of water a day, and you have 3 months of getting your water in it's still not your habit. Your default brain is going to go back to not getting the water in or whatever it is, or writing a plan. That's a really good one. So I didn't write a plan for 45 years, 43, 44, ever how old I was. I'd never written a food plan. And so even when I'm 6 months in, and then I didn't write it one day, it was so easy to go. My brain's like, whew, we're done with that. Thank God. Let's go back to what we know, not writing a food plan. So what you want to do is just keep, I noticed that I don't want to do that anymore, but it's a habit I want to keep. So I'm just going to keep plugging along. And every time you do it, you strengthen that. Again, I'm going back to Atomic Habits. He talks about rolling a pebble or a rock or a marble or something down a hill. And every time you roll it down the hill, the groove gets a little bit deeper. But you've been rolling a pebble down, not planning for 45 years. That's a deep groove. So when you start to roll the pebble down the hill of, I am going to plan, it's going to want to divert to the other groove because it's deeper. So you just have to keep rolling it down that hill. Like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm choosing to do this today because it's who I want to be. I want to keep strengthening this habit. So, Melody, what the question you asked proves that you have a normal brain. Congratulations. Just like all of us. And we do want to go back to what we've done the most, the longest in our life. So you are exactly where you're supposed to be, Melody, with a normal human brain. So there you go. Dina. Okay, y'all. Let's celebrate Dina in the comments. She is a new member as of yesterday. What? Welcome, Dina. I am so glad that you are here. Congratulations on becoming an OBS woman. What a great way to end your 2021. What? Okay, I'll get to your question. Stopped dieting 4 years ago and started to work on small habit-based changes to improve eating. I already practice 3 of the 4 basics. Oh my gosh. Awesome. Weight loss is slow. Lost 16 pounds in 2021. And I'm okay with that because I refuse to do anything diety to lose weight. Love that so much. But I am going to tell you this. I lost 16 pounds in 2021. How does it feel? Like I'm getting way ahead of you in OBS. I only lost 16 pounds in 2021. That feels kind of crappy. But here I am doing nothing diety. And I still was able to lose 16 pounds this year. Yay me. I had to stop. I'm sorry. Y'all know. One of the four basics seems to be a non-starter for me, 24-hour plan. This feels diety to me. I've tried it a few times, but usually ended up eating off plan. Nothing like binge on cookies, but things like my kids snag the last apples and there are only oranges left in the house and I eat fruit with my lunch. Apple is on, orange is off. I don't like that concept of on off plan. It's not how I live anymore. My brain keeps seeing it like being on a diet versus off of a diet. I know that this is a mindset thing and I have some resistance to this kind of restraint. Any ideas how to change mindset or scale this? Yes, I do. I have some great tips for you, Dina. So first of all, we do have something inside of NoBS called a level equal swap, right? This happens to me. Many of you know my Brussels sprout story. I make these amazing Brussels sprouts. And then I go in there and the children have absconded with my Brussels sprouts. I just eat a different vegetable. That's it. I'm still on plan. I just swapped it. Like for me, it's like, oh, I put an apple on my plan, but all that's left is oranges. It's still a fruit. I'm calling it good. Yay me. Because I could have chosen a cookie, but I'm still sticking with the fruit. So we're all good. So I would not sweat that at all. I wouldn't sweat that at all. If you do notice that you're going off plan, though, on other things, it may not be doable for you. So you want to look at what you're putting on your plan, make sure that it's actually doable. But it sounds like you're doing amazing. So if you make an equal swap, don't sweat that at all. Like, whatever. The 24-hour plan, it is about planning your food, But what it does, what it did for me and what it does for so many members, I think, is it cuts out the emotional eating for me. It makes me really question when I do want to grab something. It just gives me the opportunity to pause and question it. So, like, let's say that I have food prep for lunch and then I go to the store and I'm like, you know what sounds really good? Like, you know, $5 sushi at Publix today, because it is Wednesday. And so it's like, I didn't really plan that. Why do I really want the sushi? What is it about that right now that it really did start to help me dig into thoughts, what thoughts I was having. And it also really cut down on decision fatigue. Because at the end of the day, I already knew I could go on autopilot, look at my plan, be like, I don't even need to think about it right now. I'm good. I already know what I'm eating. So you make decisions all day long. And at the end of the day, the very best version of you, the version of you that has weight loss in mind, the version of you that has your own back is who is creating that meal plan for you. I'm listening to her every time. The one who's, well, you know, my boss is Corinne Crabtree. She never would piss me off. But for some of you, you know, like your boss pisses you off. Your kids are fighting. Your partner didn't do something, didn't take out the trash, whatever it is. Before all of that happens in your day, you had your own back and you created this plan for yourself. So that was what it was for me. It was like, I don't even have to think about it anymore. All of my decisions are made. All I need to do is stick with this plan that the very best version of me made for myself. So you want to do that. And the other thing it did for me was it allowed me choices. So Dina, you may at the beginning, and I still do this sometimes, write more on your plan than you think you're going to need. So if you write two choices for lunch or two choices for breakfast or a list of snacks that you may want to include, if you don't eat all of those things, you're still on plan. So I don't want you to think of it like, you know, if you wanted to put, you know, a burger for dinner or a salad, you don't have to eat them both. And you're still totally on plan. Choices are absolutely, you know, a thing. It's good to have choices. So you might want to look at that as well. That's another way that you can kind of still be on plan. And you know, especially as you're trying to learn what you like and what you don't like and how many snacks you need as you're figuring out doable hunger. So just work on that. And Jeanette, last question, and then we will get out of here. I've really been looking for that spark and fire I had when I joined in 2020. Looking back at 2021, I could definitely be proud that I lost 12.4 pounds and I love my progress, but I want to move to the next level and keep consistent in 2022. I'm reading Everything is Figure Outable and it's amazing. My belief that I can do it and the excuses are where I'm stuck now, my whys. Tips on how to get back in and be all in like when I started No BS and just keep going through the motion and not just keep going through the motion. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. My mouth is dry. Let me just have a sip of water before I answer Anjanette. The first thing you want to do, Anjanette, is ask yourself, what was I thinking then? What were you thinking? What were some thoughts that you had when you first joined that created the feeling of excitement? And see if you can pull some of those out. The other thing is start your day with a question. How can I create excitement about this today? What can I get excited about today? What is exciting about this for me today? And then the other thing too is you don't have to always have excitement. Sometimes I'm looking for pride. I may not be excited to eat what I planned, but I do love pride. I do love feeling proud at the end of the day. Because a lot of times, like that beginning motivation that you have when you're like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I joined the membership and it's going to work and it's going to be so awesome. Some of that does fade and that's okay. So your belief that I can do it and the excuses are where I'm stuck now. Look at them. Write them all down. There is a finding my why worksheet on the website. Go through that. If you have not, you've been doing this for a year, your whys may look different right now. Some of the whys that motivated you may not be motivating, and they may be already things that you're doing now. And so they may not even be relevant anymore. It's always good to go back and look at your whys. Find some other whys that really do excite you, something for you to look forward to. I bet you if you look at your whys, you're already living in some of them and they're not motivating because you're already doing it. So go back and look at that. Look at, redo your why worksheet. You're finding your whys worksheet. And know that, you know, it's not always exciting and that's okay. It's just what you do now. It's your habit. And that is something to be excited about. You can be excited that this is, you know, the way that you live your life now. You can be excited that you're not out diet shopping here at the end of the year like we all used to do. Oh my gosh. I'm so thankful to be here and not, I've seen all the, you know, the ads and stuff. Thank God I'm off that hamster wheel, right? Like that's something to get excited about. You have all this time to work on yourself, figure out your new whys instead of hunting the next best, whatever the hell it is. That's something to be excited about. But it's not always about excitement. But if you do start the day, put your brain to work on what you want it to do. How can I find excitement today? How can I create excitement for myself today? It's a great place to start. Get your brain to work on that so that all day long, your brain is like, excitement, excitement. Your brain does what you tell it to do. All right. Last call of 2021 is in the books. I love it so much. So the next call is the Building the You of 2022 next year, aka Sunday, aka Sunday. So how can you finish this year strong? How are you going to finish it strong? That is the question you can take with you the rest of this week. Oh, love it so much. And it doesn't matter where you are right now. What's your next best decision? How are you going to show up through the end of this year? You can finish it strong. You can totally finish it strong. And I am so excited about next year. There is so much amazingness coming for you next year. You don't even know. You know, Corinne, we all do, but especially Corinne, eats, breathes, sleeps, lives this membership. There is so much coming, y'all. I can't wait. I can't wait. Every month, it's like unwrapping a new gift from Corinne, and I am more than excited. So y'all have an amazing rest of the year. I am going to be a participant, just like everybody else on that call on Sunday. I'm going to get all the goodies. So happy end of 2021. Let's ring in the new year with a bang on Sunday. I'm so excited. Y'all have an amazing rest of your week. We will all see you on Sunday, but don't forget, if you can't make it live, don't fret, my pet. 7 days, you'll have all the replays. If you do get to come, you'll get to listen to it again and, you know, in a few days. So y'all have a great day. I am so thankful I was here with y'all today. And we will see you next year. Bye, y'all.